real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. This is the day between Good Friday and Easter. And you wonder, 2,000 years ago, when the disciples were all by themselves between Good Friday and Easter, what were they thinking? Did they wonder, are we ever going to see Jesus again? Did they wonder, does God really love us? And didn't Jesus promise he'd be with us always? Didn't he promise he'd never leave us or forsake us? Didn't he promise us that everything would turn out okay? And now he's not here. And it seems like we're all alone. And this doesn't seem fair. Where is the love of God in this? Where is the love of God in this? You know, we live in a culture where a lot of people doubt the love of God. Or they base the love of God on whether their bank account is full, or whether their relationships are sound, or whether their kids turn out right, or whether they don't get sick or diagnosed with a life-threatening disease or whatever. They say, man, God's love must be upon me because I have all these things going my way. But when things go wrong, when their life falls apart at the seams, it's then that so many people not only question the love of God, but the existence of God. It's almost as if they think, okay, if there is a God, things ought to go well, and there shouldn't be hurt and heartache and suffering and pain and loneliness and disease and wars and rumors of wars. All these things should not exist if God really existed. So they're looking for the love of God, the presence of God, in all the wrong places. How do you know that God loves you? How did the disciples know, even though they couldn't see it, how did they know that God loves them? All they had to do, of course, they didn't have 20/20 vision like we do, but all they had to do is think back on what had happened just 24 hours before this. To think about Christ being crucified on that cross, understanding, of course, they didn't have that understanding, but understanding that this is where the love of God was found. Listen to this, my friend. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "For God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we're still sinners, Christ died for us." The love of God is found in the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus. And so when things go wrong in your life and things are falling apart at the seams and nothing is falling into place, know this, God's love is upon you. You can find his love at the cross of Calvary. You can unbelievably know that God's love is rooted and grounded in the sacrificial death of Jesus in your behalf. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be celebrating the most glorious, wonderful day of all. And what a wonderful day it was for 24 hours later for Peter and all the disciples who, when they discovered and realized Christ has conquered death, oh my goodness, then things started making sense. Then the scales started to fall off their eyes. And when the Spirit of God came upon them some, 40 days later, oh my goodness, what a day that was. So here's the thing. The best is yet to come. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday. And today, just bask in, rejoice in, reflect upon, and be grateful for the magnificent love that God has given you, demonstrated not in the events of your life, but demonstrated in the death and resurrection of his only begotten Son. Have a great day in Christ. We'll see you tomorrow, and have a blessed Saturday before Easter.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If you feel led, would you consider giving to this ministry? Your tax-deductible donation helps us continue sharing the gospel with as many people as possible. Simply click the link in the description below. So come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.